So I want to go on and talk about therapy of relapse disease. And to do that, can you talk a little bit about the 78-year-old lady and how she presented and what happened to her?
So the case I like to discuss is a lady who is now 78 but came a couple of years to our clinics for an opinion regarding follicular lymphoma that was diagnosed on an abdominal mass, which was 5 centimeters large by CT scan, and discovered, I will say, probably randomly, she had very mild symptoms. Like most of these patients, they feel a little bit of abdominal discomfort and something like that. Somebody does an ultrasound or CT and discovers this lymph node. We are never sure that these symptoms are related to a mass of 5 centimeters. She was at this time 72, and we decided that she had no other symptoms, she had no biological parameters that will indicate some aggressiveness of the disease. Again, it was grade 1-2 follicular lymphoma. So we discussed with the patient, and she said, "Well, if I can avoid any treatment right now, I will prefer that." And she was deciding to go for watchful waiting for a couple of years.
I'm just kind of curious. I was going to ask you what her attitude was about watchful waiting. I don't know, somehow maybe nodes in the abdomen might make people more nervous than nodes in the neck. I don't know. But what do you do if you had the same situation and the patient was very concerned? Would you have been open to using, say, R monotherapy at that point?
Oh, yes, I believe that for patients with a low tumor burden, the option of watchful waiting or R-mono are equivalent in terms of long-term results. So it's really a question of the patient whether he would like to be reassured by treating the disease, or he will like not to have any constraint with treatment, knowing that if he or she is not treated, there is constraint with surveillance. I think that this woman was quite tiny, so she was easy actually to monitor with ultrasound, not repeating a CT scan every 3 months. And that's what she was willing to do, so it was fine with us.
Seems like that was really a good decision because she was fine for what, 4 years?
Yes, she was without significant symptoms, but at another evaluation, which was, I think, at that time a CT scan, there was a significant progression of the size of the mass. And we decided to use rituximab bendamustine for this lady who had, at this time, 4 years older, so 76, didn't want to have a hair loss and felt that this was the appropriate option for her. We started to have this R-benda regimen. We didn't went through 6 cycles because she started to be a little bit tired after 4 or 5 cycles, had also some cytopenia, and that's something we can encounter sometimes with bendamustine in elderly patients that after 4 or 5 cycles have some cytopenia that needs to be carefully looked at. And this was decided to stop after 5 cycles for this patient.
It's interesting, though, again, looking back at her case, if you had the relevance data in terms of the issue of cytopenias, R squared versus R benda, it looked to me like in the data there was a lot more cytopenias and problems with neutropenia with the R chemo, at least up front. Was that your take?
Well, I think it's clearly the case when you use R-CHOP. It's probably a little bit less the case when you use R-benda. So I think it depends. Ben, after 70, 75, yes, probably the marrow reserve is a little bit less and you may encounter a little bit more issues.
So what was the next step of what happened with this lady?
So this lady was proposed to have a little bit of rituximab maintenance, and she started with her local physician with rituximab maintenance. But after 1 year of rituximab maintenance, she declined to continue and was looking for her next visit to see what her disease was going on.
And then what was the next step? What happened?
So 4 months after the last rituximab infusion, she had progression of the disease. The disease had a very good PR after R-benda and R maintenance, but grew again. So we discussed again with the lady, and she was really now not willing at this time, at the age of 77 or 78, to undergo another chemo, which will have been eventually R-CHOP or R-CVP or R-benda again.
Could I just ask, I'm just kind of curious, why was it that she did not want to get chemo? Did she have it because of the cytopenias, or what was her experience like with BR that she didn't want to repeat it?
Well, she was, as I mentioned, quite an elderly woman, and she was not really willing to go back to infusion and the risk of hair loss if we were choosing another regimen. Yeah, she got some kind of fatigue and tiredness with chemo. So she said, well, is there any other options available? And by discussing with her the different options, the idea of using idelalisib was brought forward. And she accepted the concept of using an oral drug that will reach a response in about half of the patient, but the minority of patients with a complete response and with some risk regarding the management of this drug, which we do know exists.